All right, Mama, you started your business because you're great at what you do and you want to do it on your terms.
Hello, freedom and flexibility.
But you're a couple of years in, handcuffed to your biz, more overwhelmed than ever. You feel like you're not doing anything well at work or with your fam.
If that's you, stay tuned.
I'm Ritu Parikh, mom of two, wife of one, former professional organizer turned productivity pro, here to help women like you with growing businesses, stop drowning, and start controlling all your demands and distractions. Welcome to Productivity on Purpose.
Hello, sweet friend. How are you this morning? Or today, rather, it's my morning. You could be listening to this at any time, of course. It is a very cold day here in Nashville. It is 25 degrees. What the heck? It's like not even December yet. Kind of crazy. And I was up really early this morning and I went to the gym because I couldn't sleep. And I'm always amazed at how many people are there like 5:15 in the morning. I mean, our gym is huge and it was packed. Parking lot was packed and the whole gym was packed, and I'm just thinking there are a lot of motivated people in the world. So it is a beyond a crisp morning. It was a very cold morning, but it felt good to get that in, which is very highly unlikely for me to get up that early and go do it. But it felt good. The sun is beautiful and bright, and I hope your day started off to a good start as well. Okay, listen. So on the recommendation of a friend, I just read or actually listened to the book 10X is Easier Than 2X. It's by Dan Sullivan. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have been listening to excerpts of it over and over now. That's one of the things I love about audiobooks. You know, you can just hear it over and over, kind of like a podcast. And you know when you hear something like a dozen times, but then you hear it a certain way from a certain person and it just hits you differently? Or maybe it's just the time or phase in your life that you hear it, and so it has a different impact on you. Well, that's how I feel about this book. I loved it. However, part of me feels like it's another version or another take of the 80-20 rule. You know, like 20% of whatever you're doing gives you 80% of your results. So it's kind of like that, but it also has some more business stuff in it. By the way, I have an episode that I did on this way back when on the 80-20, which is, I think, is a great listen after this. It's episode 16, How to Prioritize Like a Pro, which is all about your 20%. I will link that in the notes, but it's kind of the same concept, sort of, but a little different, a little spin, a little twist. And for whatever reason, it really, really, really spoke to me. So highly recommend. But a big part of the book was really taking a look at yourself, your business, and making hard decisions on what is really most important and what identity you want to have and what you're doing and maybe why you're doing it. Maybe you've been doing it for many years. Maybe you've been doing it for 10 years. Maybe it's just like part of who you are. But now saying, okay, let me really reassess everything I'm doing and strip away anything that's holding you in mediocrity so you can create a version of yourself that's 10 times better or 10 times more successful than you are today. So, of course, this has been really making me think. And on one hand, I feel like I do this sort of on the regular, at least when I'm doing my annual goal planning. I'm like, is this really necessary? What's this? Should I look at that? But then it made me think at a different level. Okay. So the last couple of days, I've been sort of meditating on this in the morning, writing about it, all my different parts of my business and my life and who I am today and who I want to be by the end of next year or who I want to be in 3 to 5 years, right? So like right now it's end of November, this will be going live like beginning of December or so. So this, of course, is a perfect time because we're nearing the end of the year. We're winding down. I'm thinking about goals for 2024. And so I thought I'd go through some of the things today that I'm reviewing and I'm reassessing. I want to go through them with you because I'm assuming if it's helpful for me, it can be helpful for you too. And although they didn't really lay it out in the book the way that I'm thinking about it, I'm just going to share like how I've tried to organize my thoughts because that's just how my brain is wired. I have to organize it in like categories. And I've been asking myself like 3 key questions as I'm thinking through all these different parts of my business and my life. So the first one is, what is my ROI on this? Like, what is a return on investment? Is it not like, I feel like everything mostly that I'm doing, or maybe you feel like this, most of the things that you're doing have some type of ROI, right? Like something there's, or we wouldn't be spending time on it. So I want to go further than that. It's not just like, is it serving you in some way, shape, or form, but how well is it serving you? Like, how can you measure, or how good is that ROI? So if I had to put a number from 1 to 10, how well is it serving me? Right? Because again, like I said, at this point in my business, I think most places I put my energy and attention serve me in some way. I don't necessarily think I'm doing anything that's completely useless, but the reality is some things, if I'm rating it, if I'm ranking it from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, may only be a 3 or 4 in terms of my ROI, while other activities or investments or things I'm spending my time and energy on may be an 8 or a 9 in terms of an ROI. And given that, maybe it's time for me to drop the 3s and 4s so I can double down on the 8s and 9s. And that's really the key takeaway I got in the book. Like, dropping even the things that are working or that you've been doing to really focus on what's really, really, really working well. They talk about it like identifying the bottlenecks, right? Like fixing them, going all in on those things that are working, or maybe they've worked in the past and then you drop them and you need to get back to it. How often does that happen, right? So I remember for me at one point, I was really, last year was like my year of not just podcasting on my own podcast, but getting onto other people's podcasts, which really gave me more visibility. And at some point I kind of dropped that. I haven't completely dropped it. I am on a lot of other podcasts, but the focus on it really got dropped. And that was a fantastic tool for me to get out there and get in front of more people. So it's like, wait, what are some of the things I need to get back to? The other question I asked myself, I mentioned there were 3. So one is, what's the ROI? The second one is, what feels complicated? Or does this feel easy or complicated? Either way that you want to say it. But you know, sometimes you have too much of a structure or too complicated of a system that you don't even do the thing, right? Like, I recently was doing this with a client. We went through her content calendar and it was so well organized. It was amazing. It was going to be like, it was a content calendar of all of her social posts. And then like, it got down to different themes for every day. And then on each theme, you know, it was on a spreadsheet. There were 6 examples of what she could do. And then within that, then there was all these different ways that she could do them, like video, audio, a live, post, photo, interview, podcast, all the things. And then basically, though, it just shut her down. Like, there was so, it was such an intricate system instead of maybe just like very much more simplified, that she didn't use it at all, right? So I think you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we overcomplicate things and it just creates more of a bottleneck than just, you know, just be keeping it super simple. So in an effort to make things more systemized, you might overcomplicate it and do nothing, or you might just do it once or twice or a few times and then end up doing nothing because it's so complicated. So that's the second question. The third question I ask myself as I'm going through all these things in my business and life is, does this bring me joy? Does it bring me joy? Does it make me happy? Do I even enjoy it? I am too far along my path and my life at this point do things that suck the life out of me. And again, I don't think I'm doing anything that's totally sucking the life out of me, but if I had to rank them, there are definitely the 3s and 4s, and then there's the 8s and 9s, right? Or maybe even 10s. And so maybe it's an okay, or maybe it's even a pretty good ROI. Maybe it is pretty simplified, so I've not complicated it. But if it just is so painful for me to do, is that something that I really want to continue to put my time and effort towards? So that's where like that question came from, because ultimately, we're growing our businesses, our careers, our lives. Like, let's do it with some happiness. Like, what are we working so damn hard for? Okay, so those are my 3 questions. And if you're like me and you like to put pen to paper, which I highly recommend for this exercise, you actually write this stuff out, because it's way too much to figure this out and make sense of it in your head. Even though you might think it is, it's just honestly writing it down is going to give you so many more ahas. So I first wrote it out on paper. Like, I was like scribbling away. I had my columns. And then when I was done, I transferred the final changes, or like where I really want to put my focus, to a digital source in a spreadsheet. Okay. So that's how I did my little, you know, breakdown of this. You do it however you want, but definitely you got to get it down on paper. All right. So I'll go through some of the categories that I'm currently reviewing and assessing and reassessing. And I hope, again, this will be super helpful for you too. All right. So one of the first things I looked at was my schedule. So where am I investing time in my schedule? Is it the best use of my time? Can I retheme my days? Because I've been using this theme, which means every day I kind of have different focus, but it hasn't been working lately. I've been following this routine for a while now, but especially in the last couple of months, I'm finding it really hard to stay consistent with. which is weird because it hadn't been a problem for me before that for so long. So I feel like it's time for me to make a change. But actually, I tabled the entire sort of scheduling changes because I recognized that once I simplify other areas of my business or life, or I refocus my energy on certain parts of my business, right, the eights and nines, that is actually going to impact my schedule. So I started with that, but then I sort of tabled it towards the end after I went through the other areas. But ask yourself, for you, where can you simplify your schedule so you can create a routine easier, right? Do you have recurring meetings on there that really aren't valuable? Or do you not have meetings on there that are super valuable, like strategic time or financial reviews and updates and, you know, time for you to really work on your business or on your life or on your health or in your personal relationships? Do you look at your calendar and get totally stressed out? So that's a really great place for you to start, is look at it and be like, how can I simplify this? How can I minimize it? How can I bring, where can I bring more joy in? What am I not getting the ROI from? What am I getting the ROI from? What feels super complicated or just like not serving me in a great way? Okay. The next area that I looked at was my marketing. So in this one, I would just write down all your avenues, all your strategies, all your tactics from doing marketing, whether it's networking, meetings to social media, like very specifically the social media platforms that you're spending all your time on, to recording a podcast like this, to writing a newsletter or a blog, to being on radio or TV, or to your coffee dates. If you're doing billboards, like whatever you're doing, like what, any way that you are marketing yourself and getting visibility. So I didn't just kind of put this as a bucket of marketing. I was like, let me get really granular on each thing's my marketing. And then I had my columns, right? I was rating them on a scale of 1 to 10. I had my 3 columns. What's my ROI? Then my scale of 1 to 10, how complicated is this? And then on scale of 1 to 10, how much joy does it bring me? And if you do this at the end of the exercise, you're going to be able to decide which activities you're going to keep, like what's really worth your time and attention. And those are the ones you want to double down on, right? Really put more energy and focus there. And then which ones you'll have the courage to drop because they're not serving you as well as other initiatives. They may be serving you, but you're one person or you have one brain, and to spread yourself thin across so many different initiatives, even though they may be working, why not double down on the ones that are working super, super, super well, right? And because that's where like the exponential growth is against the 10X, right? That's where you exponentially will catapult your results when you double down on the things that are working best. Okay, next I looked at my offers and like my services, right? So here's what you can think about here. Like, what exactly are you offering? How many options do you have? Are you really clear on them, right? Or is it like I'm negotiating every time I get on the phone with a client? Or is it like, here's exactly what my offers are. They're very straightforward. It's very consistent. It's easy to do. Or does it feel like a lot? Is it too much? Is it too confusing? Is it too complicated? Are you spending so much time recreating in proposals? Is it just too difficult? Is it adding unnecessary work on the back end? So when you have a lot of offers, a lot of services, it's not only in the beginning, like the sales process and getting it down and your website and your marketing, but also in the back end, it can add a ton of work. And then do you love all your offers, right? Do you actually enjoy them? Are there things that make you cringe or just you're like, I hate doing this, right? And is there a way to simplify that? So again, if you go down this, like the ROI, are they complicated? And it just brings me joy. I think you're going to get so many clear ahas from there, being like, oh my God, I'm going to add these up. Like this is no, like this one just has to go again, or it gives me some, it has some ROI, a little bit of joy. It's, you know, it could be a little easier, but it's sort of complicated and just low on the numbers. Is it time to just drop it and have the courage and double down on the other stuff that's working really well? Okay. You can also review your sales process. And I kind of went through all of these as well on my sheet. So do you have a process in place? Again, does it feel easy? Often the simpler your offers and services, right, the more streamlined they are, the simpler your sales process will be. If you have a team or like a team members who are selling for you, like what is that like? What is their process like? What is their ROI? Does the process bring them joy or you joy, right? In the sense, does it make you tense or make them tense? Or do you feel like you're in flow when you're doing it? If you have a few different sales techniques, which is usually linked to your marketing, right? So if you have a lot of different marketing channels, you're going to have different sales techniques. Which one or ones are working the best? The best. Which are in your 20%? have the courage to make bold moves and drop or just put on pause, right? Say, I'm just going to pause these other 80% ones for the next quarter or first half of the year just to see how it goes, right? Because it's taking up plenty of your time and energy and it's taking you away from your top 20% that you could double down on for better and more impactful results. So this might take a little bit of analysis. This was really interesting for me. Again, I feel like I was really good about this in the beginning of the first half of the year, and that kind of fell off. I'm really looking like, where exactly are my sales coming from? Kind of go back and tracking them, like what marketing channels are working best. But it is 100% made me make some significant changes in what I'm going to be doing moving forward. Like I mentioned, maybe like the podcasting is different. But another thing I've been spending a lot of time on with a lot of my writing and things has brought me nothing, like for the year, like really nothing. And I'm like, that just needs to go. Even though I enjoy it, even though it's fun for me, it's just not in when I, you know, it's coming in low on my numbers there, right? It's not helping me in any way, really. So there are so many other more impactful ways that I get joy out of the marketing and the sales that I'm doing that are also high on my ROI and less complicated. So that's what I want to double down on. Okay, what about simplifying your organizational structure? Do you have many layers in your company? I really like to do this practice. Asking the three questions again. And I love helping my clients do this with their teams. Like, we just assume that if we're paying someone, whether they're full-time employees or they're freelancers, that they must be worth it, right? It's like, why would I spend money? Why would I invest in someone if they weren't valuable? But through further research and asking the right questions to my clients, I have helped them identify ways to either leverage someone's time better, right? So they could actually be doing a lot more than they're doing because we've done other things like systemized and streamlined and created workflows or whatever it might be, or delegated, right? Or another thing we've done is maybe they hire two full-time people instead of having five or six part-time people. So that makes everything easier. The communication is easier. It's less complicated. There's less room for errors, right? It's a tighter, more close-knit team where everyone is more easily on the same page. So really check in. Are you getting an ROI from your team members, right? Or do things feel really complicated with them? Are there ways to make it easier? Does it bring you joy even working with them? Or are you just want to pull your hair out? I was at a holiday party last night for one of the amazing women's networking groups here in Nashville, and met someone, and she's fantastic, and she's a lawyer. She's a lawyer firm, a law firm, and she's telling me how her assistant is. It's like she cringes. She cringes giving her anything. She cringes when she gets anything back. She knows she has to spend all this time redoing it. Cringy was a word that came up over and over, and I thought, this is terrible. Like, I feel so, I just, my heart was going out for her. Like, this is not the way you want to be operating. Okay, so how do you feel? How does it feel in the joy level? Now, by joy, I don't mean like, oh my God, they're the happiest person in the world, or you know, it's more just like, I think of that more like flow. Like, how well is it working? It's not that I, you know, to be joyful every time I'm with my team, although I pretty much am, but it doesn't feel hard or icky or cringy. All right, so, or on the other way, maybe you need to expand. Maybe you're like, I need to continue to get more responsibilities off myself. And so I want to expand my team so I can focus on strategic growth and brainstorming solutions to bigger challenges. And so instead of looking at streamlined, it's like, what can I do to make my structure even better by potentially adding somebody? All right, next up is technology. Do an audit on your tech stack. When was the last time you took an inventory of all the tech tools that you're using? If you run a primarily online business like I do, you're likely using a ton of tech tools. Like, just to produce this podcast alone, I'm using at least five different tools, right? I'm like, I wrote this out, like I'm writing all my points and research stuff and that whatever I want to say on my Google Docs. Then I'm using Zoom right now to record it. Then I'm going to hand it over to my editor in Dropbox. Then my assistant's going to upload it in Buzzsprout. Then she's going to post it on WordPress, right? And I'm sure there's like other technology tools I'm forgetting, but that's literally just for my podcast. So that's just one project. So multiply that across all your activities and projects and everything you're doing in your business. And there's a lot of tech to purchase or to subscribe to. So are you really using all your technology to its full potential? If you're using a piece of tech for just one small deliverable or one action? Like, is there a way to merge it with another piece of technology that maybe you already have that can do a similar thing, right? If you are only holding on to that technology or that cost because you were like a founding member, let's say, and you don't want to lose that price, you're holding on to it, but you're never even using it or you're barely ever using it like once or twice a year, be honest about your ROI. Is this a good return on your investment? Because you're investing money into something you might use one day. Might. So go through this exercise and purge, woman. Purge the tech. Every time I think I've gotten pretty lean, because I try to do this annually, I realize there's something else I could change or maybe downgrade or do without given the new tools that I've implemented over that year. So this is a great time to think about that too. Okay. What about the way that you service your clients? Think about how you onboard them, how you offboard them. Sometimes we create this whole elaborate process and your client A doesn't even really benefit from it. They don't, or B don't even appreciate it, or C don't even know what's like happening. Like it's just not important to them, right? But you saw someone else doing something similar at one time, or you had a coach who told you you needed to do it or whatever it is. But when you really assess it now and you're looking at it, you're like, what is my ROI on this? It's really not good at all. So it could be time to reassess and simplify that. I remember something I did in this respect that I thought was so valuable, but it ended up being such a waste of time. I used to record and send video training to my coaching clients related to whatever we were talking about on our session. So I had created in the past a few online programs. So after our coaching session, I would sift through all of these videos and I'd sometimes even like update the videos and then I would send them to my clients that was relevant to what we were talking about. And literally maybe, and I mean, maybe only 20% of the time would someone even watch it, because honestly, they got enough value on the call. And since we were speaking weekly, it's like they almost didn't need that. And I was trying to add this benefit to them that wasn't even adding any benefit because they were so short on time. They were overwhelmed. They didn't have time to do one more thing. And it was taking a lot of work for me to do, but I'm pretty sure I saw it somewhere or somebody told me to do that and I did it. And at the end of our coaching time together, I send a feedback, like a survey, right, for feedback. And I asked them to rank the things that are most important, like in our coaching practice. So they'd be like our weekly recaps I would do every week, or the accountability, or the access to me all the time, or, you know, I'd rank all these things and I'd put on there, and then the video training. And they were always the worst. They were always the lowest one, the ranking. So if there are five things and you had to rank them, you know, 1 to 5, 5 being the best, they were always number one. So instead of me thinking, hey, maybe this isn't the best use of my time, I continued to do that for like, I don't know, another year or two. For like a long time, I was doing that. Lesson learned, listen to the numbers, right? The data doesn't lie. And, you know, I think sometimes just stepping away and thinking it through, like, why am I doing what I'm doing? It seemed like a good idea at the time. And maybe it was a good idea at one time, but is it really serving me now? And if it's serving me, is it serving me to the best abilities? Like, is it really serving me well? Otherwise, is it really worth my time? Okay. Speaking about data, what about your financials? Are you capturing data? Are you running reports every week, every month that you literally never look at, or you're just glancing over? That is taking time and resources for you and potentially other people on your team. If somebody else is running those reports, you know, it's taking their time and energy and effort. So is it really necessary? It might be, but if you're not looking at it or glancing over it, it's probably not, right? Are there things happening just because it's always been that way and they aren't serving you or not serving you really well? And finally, last but not least at all, take a look at your family and your personal systems. I feel like there could be a whole other episode on this, but you really can apply this same strategy to everything going on the home front. Look at your schedule there. Look at your social commitments, right? Look at the way things are organized, where you're doing your finances. Like, look at these similar, even the technology at home. Like, how are things working? And again, what's your ROI? Is it feel overcomplicated? And does it bring you joy, right? And so I think these three questions have just guided me so well. Let's not dismiss. I mean, being happy and successful and things in flow at home are just as important at work, because they go hand in hand. We live integrated lives. We want to be full on both sides. So definitely take a look at that as well. Okay. So this exercise has had a profound impact on my business and how I'm going to be doing things in 2024. And trust me, you'll be hearing all about it in upcoming episodes. But I hope it got your wheels turning too, right? Like really go through this exercise using the three questions I pose, and you will be surprised at the ahas you have and ultimately the clarity you'll get. It's one thing to do the exercise. It's another to take the hard action, which is what the 10X book is all about. It's identifying the areas and the tactics and the strategies that are okay, not great. They're mediocre. They're giving you some results, but they're not giving you your absolute best results. You can thank them and then kiss them goodbye. That is where the really, really, really hard work is, right? They had a purpose at one time, but they do not define you and they do not belong in your future. Let them go, even if it's really hard, knowing you are making space for future better results with more clarity, less stress, less complications, and more joy. All right, sweet friend. So before we jump into this week's challenge, I have to let you know about something very important. If you have ever been on the fence of coaching with me, if you've ever thought, I really should schedule a consult, but I don't think this is the right time for me, or I'm a little nervous about it, or I'll wait for a couple months, this is your sign from the universe that we should speak right now. This episode will air, I believe, December 5th. And if you sign up for a free, no obligation consult with me before December 20th, so in the next couple weeks, I will hold my current coaching rate for you and offer you a bonus. So because come January 1st, 2024, my one-on-one coaching price is going up significantly. So what this means is we don't even have to speak before December 20th. I just need you to get on my calendar to schedule something. We could even schedule our call for early January. I'm going to be out of town for like 2 weeks, December, beginning of January. So nothing will be happening for me. And if we feel we're a good match and a good partnership, then we also will not be starting coaching until mid-January or, you know, so don't worry about like the timing. I just want you to get on the calendar by December 20th. So all you have to do now is schedule your consult. If you're tired of working hard and still end the day thinking, what did I get done today? If you are dying to take back control of your day, if you have tried every tool, strategy, and tip and still feel like you're just not doing anything really well and you're behind the eight ball and you just are always in catch-up mode, schedule a call and let's talk about it. I will definitely go through with you the very simple steps to stop treading water and finally get ahead. So get on my calendar now. Come to lifeisorganized.com/coaching. Book your free consult before December 20th and lock in my current rates. Don't procrastinate on this if you've been thinking about it and then have to pay more later. All right. So now I want to hear from you. Before I sign off, this is the time to take this week's challenge. You spent your precious time with me and I want to make sure it's 100% worth it. So today's action is to take the steps, right? To do the steps. Actually block out an hour or two, grab a notepad, make your columns and your categories and do your assessment. And when you're done, highlight the top 20% of your efforts across your business, across your life in terms of your ROI, your simplicity and your joy, and then cross out everything else and just stick with that 20%. All right. I hope this has served you. Please let me know over on the podcast, on the Insta, on LinkedIn, and I would love to hear if this was good for you. And if you have any questions, I am your biggest cheerleader. Thank you so much for listening and sharing. If you've gotten some inspiration and motivation and have not yet left a review, please do so now. It truly means the world to me. As always, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your time, loving vibes, and positive energy. I know that I'm sending them right back your way. Here's to getting more of the right things done and embracing productivity on purpose. I'll catch you next time.